Welcome to the Drive Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel thinks it's a fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers lead it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate who makes the catch. Inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's breaking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags. Start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots and scores. Curry blocked the shot. Sent Gretzky in. 3-0. Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way. Here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it. DeMarco. 15 feet. 4 inches. Sarah Cup. President's Cup to the United States.
Superstore, Mike Miller, amazing April deals. This is Drive Time. Glad to have you on board, everybody. Tomorrow night we'll be over at Savina Tam O'Shanter for a doubleheader. Right back here Thursday and Friday nights. Good show lined up tonight. Game 7. Enough said. Game 7. Two of the wonderful words in sports. Tonight it's a Toledo Walleye and the Kalamazoo Wings. 7:35 faceoff. Matt Melzack will join us at 5:15 tonight. We will break down Game 7 in a series that the Toledo Walleye had a 2-0 lead in. 5:35 tonight, we'll get another report from Rome. Of course, our good friend Kyle Rowland is over there, courtesy of the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. So that's at 5:35 tonight. A little hockey, a little football, a little commentary as well. This, of course, the setup to the Detroit Tigers-Seattle Mariners game tonight is brought to you by Reed Funeral Home. Tigers come in with a record of 10-8. Seattle limps in. They are 8-12. Tigers with still four starters on the IR, J.D., Cabrera, Iglesias, and Jacoby Jones, all on the DL for the Detroit Tigers. They've got help from the likes of John Hicks and Jim Adusi. Adusi, by the way, tonight will be starting in right field. It'll be Avila at first base tonight for the Tigers, batting six. Also keep an eye out for James Loney, longtime Major League player, now playing for the Toledo Mudhens, who, by the way, are home tonight against Charlotte. So a lot of activity in downtown Toledo. Tonight, it'll be Zimmerman tonight against, well, King Felix. Hasn't been great, King Felix, and it's kind of odd because, listen to this ratio, has 20 strikeouts for every walk that he issues. King Felix tonight for the Seattle Mariners. It'll be Zimmerman who's got to get better for the Tigers. Tomorrow night, Norris against Paxton. And Justin Verlander will hit the hill on Wednesday afternoon against Wakana for the Seattle Mariners. Again, that is Wednesday's after a noon game. So that's your Detroit Tiger report. Brought to you by Reed Funeral Home. Seattle, by the way, comes in, too. They've allowed the most hits of any major league pitching staff. So, again, Tigers, Seattle, tonight, first of three. Jimmy Johnson wins at Bristol on a rain-delayed race that was run yesterday. And late-breaking news last night, Miguel Sano, he has been fined one game and suspended the one game and fined Matt Boyd. Fine for the Detroit Tigers for that incident, of course, on Sunday as well. Deals here, again, $138 a month, 2017, Jeep Renegade Latitude, 36-month lease. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. So Belzac coming to us from downtown Toledo, the Huntington Center, 7:35 face-off tonight, Game 7, and we're going back to Rome to talk to Kyle Rowland with the University of Michigan, is over there practicing. Trip for the guys, of course, his trip sponsored by the great folks and the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Back with Matt Melzack after this. This is Drive Time, driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahar.
In local sports, it's Drive Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. Kyle Rowland coming up from Rome at about 5:35 today. Quick reminder, Toledo's ESPN 106.5, The Ticket and Buck Brothers, has a chance for you to win a new driveway for your house with the Ugliest Driveway Contest. Just head over to 106.5theticket.com, upload a photograph of your ugly driveway. Contest ends on May the 14th at midnight from Buck Brothers and Toledo sports leader ESPN 106.5, The Ticket. TAS Electronics update, sports and weather right around the corner. Traffic is always brought to you by SuperFitnessToledo.com. Speaking of traffic, there might be a little traffic in downtown Toledo tonight. Mudhens are home, but more importantly, Game 7, the Toledo Walleye and the Kalamazoo Wings will go at it tonight. By the way, quick reminder, everybody, that is a 7:35 face-off tonight at the Huntington Center, and a guy that will have a lot of fun tonight. Nothing better than the two words, Game 7, the voice of the Toledo Walleye. Matt Melzak joins us now from the Huntington Center. Hello, Matt. How are you?
I am, well, I'm doing great, Mike. Thanks for asking. Certainly getting ready for a seven.
No question about it. There's always a buzz about it. And listen, I think Toledo's got at least a half goal advantage here with the crowd that you'll probably see downtown tonight at the Huntington Center. Walleye had a 2-0 lead in this best of seven series. You talked about it. Dan Watson talked about it. And one of the players, I forget right now who we had on, and you've been very gracious at getting us guests, talked about it as well. Basically talking, I think it was it the Walters lad we had on here, Dane Walters, that talked about Kalamazoo, they're going to be resilient. You talked about Nick Bootlin. This is a team, regardless, again, being 2-0 down, have fought their way right back into this one to force the deciding game tonight.
Yeah, they certainly have. And even you look at Game 6, Mike, on Sunday, they're down 2-0 in the opening period, 6 minutes in, and there's a lot of teams that probably would have packed it in, but not the Kalamazoo Wings. They are a resilient group, much like Toledo, as we saw here in Game 5, down a couple of times in that game to come back and win. So you got two very resilient teams. I don't think that anything, early goals, early momentum, doesn't mean anything until we get down to the third period, and we saw that. And, you know, maybe there's a couple more minutes in that game on Sunday. Toledo ties that game. You never know. So, I mean, it's kind of one of those, it's been one of those series. It's been a fantastic series all the way through. A lot of close games, a lot of interesting moments in this series. And in a way, it's kind of a shame that it's going to end tonight.
No, in a bizarre way it is, but somebody's going to move on tonight and play the Fort Wayne Comets, by the way. You know, the Walleye, and again, Matt Melzak's the guy that'll be calling this Game 7 tonight. No stranger to Game 7s. I was, of course, doing a little research myself here today. Something that Toledo hockey fans are used to. Game 7s, deciding games.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mike, over the last couple of years, it seems like we've played maybe one too many of these. This is the 39th Game 7 in the history of the ECHL, and Toledo's been a part of five of them, counting tonight, in the last 3 years, which is kind of crazy to think of. But one last year, lost here to Reading in Game 7 in the opening round. Then the previous season in the 2015 Kelly Cup playoffs, beat Wheeling in the first round in Game 7, beat Fort Wayne in the second round in Game 7, and then lost in the triple overtime, 1-0 game here to South Carolina in Game 7. So, yeah, no strangers. This town has been used to the Game 7. And I think we're going to have a raucous crowd in here tonight, similar to what we saw on Friday, Mike, with 7,500 here. That was absolutely electric. What an atmosphere, something that we have not seen too much of in a long time in Toledo hockey. So it's been great, and hopefully Toledo can move on tonight.
Well, you know what, Matt? The low payment king himself, Ralph Mahalik, was there when I walked in and talked to him earlier in the week. He said, listen, I know you've been in a lot of buildings over the years that have erupted. And he said, well, you know, of course, Ralph enjoyed this as well, as A.J. Jenks was a teammate of Plymouth Whalers goaltender Matt Mahalik. So they were extra pumped up like everybody else in that late win for the Walleye. But he was talking about that atmosphere, just basically unreal. And you're right, you'll see more of that tonight. And that's a big plus for the Walleye. You know, Alden Hirschfeld, I saw one of his quotes today, Matt, and I think it's so true. You got to trust each other. The most powerful thing in my eyes in hockey is not wanting to let down the guy that's sitting next to you in that stall this time of the year. You don't want to be the guy that's not pulling the complete share of his oar in the rowboat. And I think, Alden, again, his words, let's trust each other, very important.
Yeah, I think so. I think when you get into a Game 7, everything you've done over the course of the year, Mike, is leading up to this. All of the times in practice, some of the repetition that you go through in that, and, you know, everything, the video, the constant work, the studying, the being ready to go for a game each and every night, all of the things you do over the course of a season starting back in October is what leads you to tonight. And you just don't want to, there's no point in changing who you are. There's no point in changing what you do. You go out and you execute, and that's the biggest thing, you know, when you go into a Game 7, as you know, Mike, from you're a few more years than me in hockey, I'll put it at that, and kind of be nice to you there a little bit. But, yeah, you know, you have to come up with your best game here tonight, and that means playing your game. It doesn't mean going and all of a sudden I'm going to take this upon myself and do something. It is. You're right. You have to be, you know that the guy next to you is going to do his job. You do your job, do it the best you can tonight, and it'll probably result in a win.
Now, no doubt about it. Again, Matt Melzak joins us in, you know, a couple of more years on, but you know, I got to tell you,
I think
I've caught my second wind. I'm shocked by the whole scenario, just coming off of Game 7 myself with the Windsor Spitfires and the London Knights, which kind of reminded me today when I saw that Justin Taylor, who played his major junior hockey for the London Knights, a guy used to some big crowds over there, 10,000 plus on most nights. Their leading scorer, the Kalamazoo Wings. He's been there a while, out of the lineup tonight for Kalamazoo. You don't want to take that as a plus if you're a Walleye, but literally, coaches will tell you, in a close game late, in any game, but especially a Game 7, you're missing a skilled guy. That's a little bit of a minus for Kalamazoo.
Yeah, that's certainly going to hurt him going in. And I think the biggest part that it hurts with a guy like him is he's very good in the face-off circle, Mike. He can really win some face-offs. And, you know, I think that's where Kalamazoo might miss him the most, especially late in a game if it's close, and they need to win an important draw. He usually ends up getting that nod, and he won't. And you know what? He was doing what he's done so well over the years. He was in front of the net and just happened to catch a deflected puck right in the face there. And we had A.J. Jenks actually miss some time earlier this year with almost an identical injury. So, you know, that's tough for Kalamazoo and their fans for sure going into this Game 7.
Matt Melzak joins us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Speaking of trust, order by phone at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan locations, or by phone, visit Vito's.com. The other thing that stands out to me, and you talked about it, Matt, and again, always gracious with your time helping us through this series, is the goaltender rotation situation of the Kalamazoo Wings and Nick Bootlin. Who do you expect to see tonight for the Wings?
We're going to see Joel Martin, and the way he has done it, and it feels like it's been for a long time for Nick Bootlin. He goes with whoever won the previous game. So, if you win, you're in. If you lose, you'll watch the other guy. And that's kind of how he's done it. And you look at this series, you know, Nick Riopelle lost the first game. Nick went back with Joel Martin in the game two. He lost game two. Riopelle went back in for game three. One game three and game four, so he started all the way through game five. The loss here, although I thought he played his best game of the series, he still was out for game six, and Joel Martin won. So Joel Martin will get the nod tonight. And Jake Patterson, who started every game in the series, will start again tonight for Toledo.
Simone Denis, of course, still out with that neck and back injury. Ben Wilson suspended indefinitely for the Kalamazoo Wings, the perpetrator in that incident. Anything I miss or anything else that you think's important, Matt?
Yeah, the only lineup change that Toledo is going through tonight is Alex Glocke will be out as the 10th forward. J.P. LaFontaine will be in as that 10th forward. Otherwise, everything else staying the same tonight for Dan Watson and his club going into this game 7.
All right, listen, I'm getting a little Orville Redenbacher's. I'm going to settle in with a Diet Coke. I'm doing a little babysitting tonight for my grandson, old Bodie Burkett, and we're going to sit there while the Miller women, a couple of them, by the way, are going to be at the game tonight. I'll settle in babysitting, and I'll have Melzak tuned in to watch every minute of it. Have a great call, Matt, and thanks for coming on.
You got it, Mike. Hopefully we're chatting again soon.
No, I hope that's the case as well. Thanks, Matt. Matt Melzak coming to us from the Huntington Center in downtown Toledo. Downtown Toledo is going to be rocking tonight. That was Matt Melzak on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Special this week, giant five-topper specialty pizza, $14. Kalamazoo Wings, Toledo Walleye tonight, Game 7 at the Huntington Center. All right, everybody, TAS Electronics is ready to make your toys of summer rock. Boats, bikes, ATVs, TAS does them all. A little weather, a little sports, traffic with Super Fitness Toledo right around the corner. The show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Let's get the updates. Gargano back at the station. Roll it.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Superstore. As always, this show presented by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Kyle Rowland is over in Rome, courtesy of the low payment king. We're doing this segment all week long as the Michigan Wolverines in Rome. Hello, Kyle. How are you? Good to have you on board. And I guess first things first, after we say hello and talk a little bit about what went on today with the Wolverines and what's ahead for the Wolverines, weigh in, if you could, please, on this Jabril Peppers situation and the diluted sample. And has that been a topic of conversation in Rome among the Wolverines?
That actually, I have not heard much conversation about it amongst players. Honestly, it's mostly kind of been a topic of conversation among media. But yeah, that was an interesting story and obviously somewhat interesting to be with the team when it breaks. So it'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. Obviously, we're going to know very soon because the NFL draft is only a day away from, or 2 days away from beginning. So we'll see how that affects his stock.
Well, they say he's projected in, you know, in a couple of the National Football League drafts as going as high as number 15 at either a linebacker or a defensive back position as well. What's the scuttlebutt among the media from what you heard, number one and number two? I'm sure you broke down exactly what a diluted test result would be. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, I guess a diluted sample is when it's kind of clear or obvious that maybe someone was trying to mask a positive test, or there are you know overly high quantities of water in the sample, and it doesn't happen too often. But it's also not the rarest thing in the world. It is something that can happen. But the media just, I don't know. I guess we're all surprised, maybe. And it just something that was totally unexpected, I guess. You just don't always, you know, think these stories are going to come up right before the draft.
You know something, Kyle? I live in Michigan, and I read a story today about the cobblestone roads and sidewalks in Rome, and the first thing I thought was, you don't have to travel overseas to see lousy roads. Just visit the state of Michigan. You'll get plenty of that, by the way. So I enjoyed your story. I loved your DL situation today with this sore hip kind of eluding the paintball game. So besides paintball with the Wolverines today, what else went on?
Paintball in the morning and then a little relaxation at the beach in the afternoon. So not a bad day for Michigan and Rome.
Tell me a little bit about moving forward, anything else you've heard, and what is the exact practice schedule again? When do they hit the field?
Yeah, tomorrow is a big day for most of the team, I guess all of the team. They'll be at the Vatican, and they'll get to, you know, take part and watch the Pope's Wednesday general audience, which is a mass. So that should be, you know, something to see. And two of the players will get to sit in a VIP area because they wrote essays. The Jim Harbaugh read all of them from every member of the team. He picked two. They sit in this area. They'll actually get to shake the Pope's hand. So that'll be a wonderful experience for those guys, and just a neat lifetime memory. I mean, regardless of whether you're Catholic or not, I mean, it's something else.
No question.
You know, be at a mass with the Pope. And then going forward, I guess you could say tomorrow's the last full day of fun and games, because the football begins on Thursday, and they'll be practicing Thursday, Friday, and Saturday we'll have a scrimmage.
You speaking of shaking hands with the Pope, I'm wondering if Jim Harbaugh has approached the Pope or his staff to see if he actually can get Wilton Spiet in his right hand to touch the hand of the Pope. This might be something, another Jim Harbaugh situation here as well. Knowing Jim Harbaugh and how this trip has gone, you told us about, and I saw plenty of video of it, you were all over this about, you know, the security guard calming down Jim Harbaugh. If he's not going to play a little long toss with the Pope there, I mean, the way things are going on this trip. Hey, listen, I had a Michigan guy tell me today, I might have to get these folks as a sponsor at Kroger today, by the way. Say, hey, listen, you know, I don't mind all this stuff. I think it's great, but I just wish, you know, he's the greatest PR guy in the world, and we needed that at the University of Michigan, but win some more games. Have you heard that reaction from anybody?
I mean, I can't say I have. I mean, I think kind of the majority reaction you hear is obviously you want to beat Ohio State. That hasn't happened. But, I mean, 10-3 consecutive years, I mean, Michigan is clearly, you know, back to a level of national prominence. I guess until you win a national championship, people say you're never officially back. So, I mean, that's fine. I can agree with that. But I mean, I think Michigan's in a great spot. They're going to continue to recruit great classes as long as Harbaugh's there, kind of like Ohio State and Urban Meyer, maybe not quite on the same scale. But I mean, I think things at Michigan are fine. I mean, I know they lost a ton of guys this year, so, you know, maybe have a little bit of a step back from last season, but they're going to be good for quite a while.
Yeah, no question about it. I mean, on the right track. And it's only good for the Big Ten, and it's only good for the Ohio State-Michigan rivalry as well. Hey, I saw some of the photographs just from a worker's standpoint that's been in the media for a long time. Did the Blade send over a photographer, or is that a pool photographer that had this great picture in the Blade today, Kyle Rowland of the Coliseum?
That would be Kyle Rowland who had that photo.
You know what? I read the byline before I asked you that. I was just trying to pump your tires here a little bit. You are a multi-skilled individual here in the digital age. Very, very good eye for that. You know, the more I read about the Coliseum, I mean, it just had to be an awe-inspiring sight when you walked in there.
No, I mean, it absolutely, it was. I mean, kind of surreal and kind of almost doesn't hit you until you've been in there for a while, or you're leaving even, you know, to be down there where all the, you know, crazy stuff happened back in the thousands of years ago, whether it's people or animals or whatnot, you know, being killed on the, you know, arena floor and looking up and, you know, seeing the arches and where everyone sat. I mean, it's a pretty incredible thing. And the something that stuck out to me is, I mean, I knew the Coliseum was a large structure and it seated 80,000 people and all that, but I mean, it is a huge structure. Very high, and also the footprint of it is just monstrous. I mean, bigger than what stadiums we see in America. So, it truly is a big house.
You know what? And I read your article, of course, there, the numbers of the Big House and the Coliseum. Anybody that knows Mike Miller, family members are very well aware of this. If a story comes on the radio, the television, print media that has anything to do with cruelty to animals, and I got to tell you, I have relatives I've always told, don't have to give me a choice whether I got to keep my border collie or my lab or you. You might be disappointed in the decision I make. I hated reading about one of the first events of the Coliseum, about 9,000 animals being killed. So thanks for sharing that with me over my morning coffee tonight. I was getting some visuals right there that I really didn't want to start my day with. But your work has been excellent, Kyle. We appreciate it. Tomorrow we're going to do it a little bit of a different time, about 5:15 tomorrow, if we could. One of your cohorts, Mr. Markey, joins us at 5:35. But did I miss anything, or can you pass on anything else before we let you go?
Well, the paintball event was definitely entertaining today. Just to see Jim Harbaugh out there, you know, running around fully dressed in his khakis as usual, backwards Michigan hat, and he had the face visor on and everything. And I mean, it was quite a scene, and he was getting peppered. The players getting their opportunity to take their shot at the coach, they definitely took advantage of it. So, I mean, it was a pretty comical thing to see.
Well, enjoy yourself, and I want another food update tomorrow, if you don't mind. And anything, just give me a quick yes or no here. Did you get off the pizza or not?
Kind of.
Kind of. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I want an update on the food. Good talking to you, Kyle. I hope you're enjoying yourself. Your work has been outstanding, and we'll chat again tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Kyle Rowland from Rome, by the way, with the University of Michigan football team. His appearance, speaking of pizza, brought to you by our good friends Vito's Pizza. Call the Vito's Pizza phone line at any of the 20 Northwest Ohio, Southeast Michigan locations. Again, by phone, or visit Vito's.com. Ingredients you can trust. Vito's Pizza. Giant one-topper is only $9 through the 26th. Just a couple of other quick notes here. Discounted tickets on sale now at the Northwest Ohio area Menards. That's for the Menards 200 at Toledo Speedway. That's a 76th running. That's on May the 21st, May the 21st, by the way. Ken Schrader Racing will be represented in that one as well. We'll get more of the lineup as time moves on. But tickets on sale now. Tickets, special price, $15 between now and Saturday, May the 20th. That's for the Menards 200. I would guess that I'll be out there maybe on Friday night. So, again, that's the Menards 200 coming up at Toledo Speedway. Last day tomorrow for the University of Toledo Rockets sale, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Rockets gear, game-worn stuff from Rocky's Locker. That's over at Savage Hall. All right, everybody, my name's Mike Miller. Back with more after this. This is Drive Time, presented by the one and only low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik.
Banging your head on the steering wheel and turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back. This show is always driven by the low-payment king, Ralph Mahalik, coming to see my good friend Greg Bondi today. Great stuff. Showroom is beautiful. A lot of activity right here at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore. Hey, coming up, everybody, on Saturday, April the 29th, 2017, the Monroe Multisports Complex's Hockey Against Heroin. Contact Major Jeff Kent at 734-240-7730. You know, a lot of great sponsorship packages involved as well. The Nick Jensen package, the Dylan Larkin package, the Henrik Zetterberg package, the Danny DeKaiser package, the Gordie Howe package, and the Steve Eiserman package. Let me put it to you this way. Now, I got to tell you, how do you not like Steve Eiserman? But Steve Eiserman's package is more expensive than the Gordie Howe package, all right? Let's get one thing straight. Greatest player ever to play, number 9, Gordie Howe. So, in my opinion, we're going to get a hold of the major and say, you know what? The Gordie Howe package should have been $2,000. The Iserman, $1,000. Reed Funeral Home Detroit Tiger lineup tonight. King Felix pitching for the Seattle Mariners tonight. It'll be Jordan Zimmermann for the Tigers, who has to get better. Kinsler leading off at second base. No surprise there. Tyler Collins is in center. Castellanos will bat third at third base. Slowest man in baseball, Victor Martinez, is the DH. Justin Upton's in left. Alex Avila will play first base tonight. Cabrera still sidelined. Ducey will play in right field. Played 2 years in Korea. He was in the front of the paper, by the way. I'm sure that was in South Korea. Ducey in right. McCann catching, and Romine at short tonight for the Detroit Tigers. Again, Seattle and the Detroit Tigers tonight, three-game series, two night games, and a matinee affair, and that will be on Thursday. Let's go back to the studios, everybody, where Frank Gargano is standing by, our producer, to give us a programming update after Drive Time and moving forward tonight on ESPN. What do we got, Frank?
Hey, Mike. So for tonight, we don't have anything going on, but for the rest of the week, we are stacked. Tomorrow night, 7:30 p.m., we have pregame coverage. Bulls taking on the Celtics. That series is tied at 2 apiece. And then Thursday, the moment we've all been waiting for, I know you Browns and Lions fans especially, we have the first round coverage of the NFL draft. We're so tired of hearing everybody's mock draft. We're finally going to get the picks in. Coverage for that starts at 7.
Thanks a lot, Frank, for this. You know, I saw a story today, by the way, on first-round draft choices over the years, and it just astounds me. You know, listen, the sports has gone in this direction. The draft gets as much coverage now as most of the games, but how many of these guys, about 50%, do not go on? First-rounders and have over 50%, you know, what I would call good or above-average National Football League careers. So, again, general managers and directors of player personnel, they're all in the hot seat for this. In fact, Thursday we'll probably have Mike O'Hara on DetroitLions.com, and maybe we'll get a hold of David Glazier over in Cleveland. Both those guys will be covering the drafts. We might do that on Thursday here from the Superstore to see what they think of those two teams and what direction they're going to be going in. Hey, well, I get the chance, former Bedford High School a football player, an Eastern Michigan senior who will be drafting, Brendan Renius. Congratulations to him. Third time all-academic MAC, 3.56 grade point average, exercise science major, by the way. Kicker, 78 kickoffs, 20 were for touchbacks. Congratulations to him. Great college career, a former Bedford Mule. So hats off to Brendan Renius right here in the neighborhood as well. We move the show tomorrow night inside a hockey rink. It'll be called Sylvania Tam-O-Shanter. It's called the Loft Restaurant. We have Drive Time from 5 to 6 tomorrow night, and then Face Off the Hockey Show in its 19th year, coming up again 6 to 7 o'clock tomorrow night. Frank Gargano was our producer, our engineer. Special thanks on the Vito's Pizza phone line tonight to all of our guests. First, it was Matt Melzack from downtown Toledo, the Huntington Center. Game 7 tonight, the Walleye of the Kalamazoo Wings. And special thanks to Kyle Rowland, who joined us from Rome to talk University of Michigan football. All right, everybody, be careful out there. Enjoy the rest of your night. This show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Come up and say hi to Shirley Roberts. She'll help you out. Glad to have you on board, everybody. This is ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Talk to you tomorrow, everybody, from Sylvania. Good night, everybody.